This is the Blind Geek Zone. Good afternoon, everyone. I have some good news and some updates about the Blind Cool Tech revival attempt. Since the last podcast that I put out last week talking about this, I have received many, many Blind Cool Tech podcasts from quite a few of you out there. And I have about 95% of these files now up on the BGZ website. I did talk to Larry Skukan on Friday via email, and he has given me permission to host these files on Blind Geek Zone. So that is great news. Thank you so very much, Larry, for allowing us to do this. It'll make a lot of people happy. A lot of people have wanted access to these Blind Cool Tech podcasts for a while now, and when I said I was going to try and revive the site, I got a huge outpouring of people saying, oh, this is a great idea, you know, I can't wait for you to do it. Well, over the weekend, it has actually happened. If you go to the BGZ website and you look on the main page, if you go down by heading, just on your screen reader using your heading navigation key, the first heading is, you know, my description about me and the website, things I offer. The next heading says Blind Cool Tech Archive page, and there's a link right under that that will take you to that page. Be aware, the page is really, really large. I may have to break it up or something. It does take sometimes up to 30 seconds to load, so it's not broke. Hang in there. It will load. It's a huge, huge page. It's the entire content, description content of the BCT website from June 1st, 2005 through March of 2012. So about 1,500 and some odd podcasts. There are some broken links on the page where podcasts are missing. Like I said, there's about 95% of the podcasts in place. And there are also some broken links in some of the descriptions that point to websites and products that no longer exist. And I'm going to have to weed those out as well over time. But for now, it is up there. And feel free to download it, please. It's not going anywhere, so don't feel you have to sit there and download the whole 40 gigs at once. There are some people out there doing it. Bandwidth for BGZ over the last couple of days has been extremely high. I've had some concern whether or not, you know, DreamHost might shut me down if bandwidth gets too high, but hopefully that won't be the case. But, you know, just be aware, those files are going to stay there as long as I possibly can leave them there. Blind Geek Zone's been up since November 2006, and, you know, I don't intend on going anywhere, so they are all there. Davy Cager over in the United Kingdom has generously provided what is called a BitSync folder for these podcasts. He's downloaded everything there, and if you use a program called BitSync, you can hook up to this folder by entering the key that is given on the Blind Cool Tech Archive page to the BitSync program when you tell it to add a folder. And it will synchronize his folder to your folder and download the entire 39.02 gigs or whatever it is so far, something like that, to your computer. And there seem to be a lot of people out there that want to do this, so that's the way to do it. If you want to do that, don't do it on the website, please, because it is generating huge amounts of bandwidth. You know, if you just want to go look through the descriptions and download things here and there, that's great, but you know, please don't download the whole folder at once if possible. And I may have to break it up, as I said. It is, it loads pretty slow. I don't know how much of that is due to the page just being huge. It is huge. I remember copying text into it from the code from the original website after I massaged it and everything. The page may be well over a megabyte in size, and you know, it does take a little bit of time to open. I hope you'll go check it out, let me know what you think. You can get a hold of me via the contact form. There's a blog post through the main page if you go to blogs, and it will show you what files are missing. I think there's a few more missing now. I had to get rid of a few this morning because they weren't complete, so I had to delete them. But I think that was only three or four more files. So the list on the blog is pretty close. If you have any of those Playing Cool Tech podcasts, let me know. And if you can get them, you know, send me a Dropbox link or whatever for them so I can download them. I'll get them up on the website. And I'd like to thank everybody out there, Larry Skukan included, for allowing me to do this. But everybody that came forward and said, well, here, I've got this podcast, I've got this set of podcasts. You know, quite a few people came forward, and one person, I forget what his name is, he's up in Michigan, and his buddy is down in West Virginia, but they approached me and said, hey, we can give you nearly 1,500 of these files, and over the course of about 40 hours, I downloaded all of these files, and then turned around and spent another 25 hours uploading them to the website to get this all in place. And then what I did is I took the descriptions from the old Blind Cool Tech podcast and changed the links from, he used a couple of storage solutions. One was called Schooler and the other is Libsyn Media. And what I did is I changed all those links where I could to point to the website. And then back in 2006 and 5, he was using archive.org. Those links I've left for now, but over time I will be changing those to point to the podcasts on the website. And so that allowed me to get things up here pretty quick. It'll probably evolve over time. The page layout may change. If it continues to be slow loading, I may have to break it up. People have suggested I break it up into categories, such as different types of podcasts. That's a good idea. Maybe able to do something like that at some point. But for now, I just wanted to get the content back up there and get a way for everybody to once again access it. So, like I said, go take a look. Hope you enjoy it. Let me know what you think, and we'll go from there. I tried to get the Blind Cool Tech domain as well, but Larry says he does have plans for that. He says there's a couple things he'd like to do if he gets time in the future, so we can't do it that way, but this is the next best way. And hope you all enjoy it, like I said. And I'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks.